Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Holy tamale, we are celebrating today. 1 year of podcast in the books. Wow, I can barely believe it. It's crazy. I feel like time has just flown by. First off, I am so incredibly grateful for this community. The growth and commitment I see from you every day is what wakes me up in the morning. I swear, you guys motivate me to keep going. So thank you. Today, I really just want to focus on celebrating what we have done this year, do a quick look back on some of the interviews, and talk about why I even started this in the first place. Thank you for hanging in there with me, and let's get this celebration started.
And this is officially episode one of Heezy Life.
Life is not easy, and we're gonna have to work at it every single day.
You, all of you, is enough.
But I wonder if it's possible to use our weakness to bolster our strength.
Sounds pretty awesome, right?
Woohoo! I still feel like I'm in the infancy of Heezy Life. I see such great things for this community. And it's so cool to see that vision clarifying more and more every day. When I first started this journey, I was paralyzed by fear. I had no idea why God wanted me to do this. All I knew is that I heard a very loud, very clear start a podcast in my heart, and I knew that was God opening up a door to my purpose. He was laying the groundwork for a ministry. And I know that sounds all official or spiritual or whatever, but I really believe that your ministry is just your way of loving on others. Sometimes God just wants to use us in everyday life. It doesn't have to be this big grand thing. It can just be to smile at someone and brighten their day, or to pay for a coffee for a friend. I believe my mission as a Jesus follower is to simply be the hands and feet of Christ. Whatever you believe, it's important to figure out how you can utilize your talents and gifts to help others. On some level, you probably already know what that is. I heard a voice in my heart and I knew I had a choice, immediately. I heard a very loud and clear, start this podcast. And in that moment, I knew that I could either act or I could ignore it. And maybe you've had this moment too. You're like, did I really hear that? Or can I just pretend like I didn't hear that? Because that sounds really hard. But even if it's been there for a while or whatever that is a little fuzzy or quiet, it's probably still there. Whatever that is, it's like this fire inside of you. It's your purpose, your passion, your ministry. The biggest thing that I have learned this year is to listen, to take time and space within my days to listen to the Holy Spirit when I'm taking on too much, or to my body and hear what it needs so that I can nourish and energize it, and to listen to my soul so that I can be the best me to give more of me to you. Life change is happening. Today, I want you to stop and think about what has happened this year. I know we always do that in January, but whatever, let's do it now. Really think about what you have done, what you've accomplished, how you feel, how you have grown, and where you want to be moving forward. Just so you know, you're incredible. You have something inside of you that no one else has, and that is what this world needs. In case you haven't heard this today, you are enough and we need you. I was so terrified of stepping into this arena where I knew so many other people were doing it better and were way more qualified to have a podcast about motivation and positivity and just life. It really is paralyzing when you try to find your unique voice or swim lane in the sea of amazing people just freaking killing it. It's overwhelming. I break down at least once a day. I feel like it's too much most of the time, but then at the same time, it's like it's not enough. Purpose is one of those things that once you catch it, you just don't want to let it go. But the balance of all of it is so tough. I'm not going to lie. I am so grateful for all my interviewees this year who have encouraged and motivated me. You guys literally saved me. You taught me how to help my community, how to be bold in my creativity, to move before I'm ready, and to never settle. Here's a quick peek into all that awesomeness that happened this year.
Do now what others won't, so you can do later what others can't.
All these trials and tribulations that you go through, someone has experienced something very similar, or they will experience something similar, so you're not alone.
Never stop learning and making. that's the way that you grow, because you have to get through like terrible ideas before you get to the good ones.
I think only you really know when you're ready to do something, but if I've learned anything, it's that you're never truly ready, but you'll find your path once you just start moving. There's no one that can take your destiny, and what's meant to be will be.
When it really does truly come from deep down within you, there's a way you can make it work.
Incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all my previous and upcoming guests who have spent your valuable time to give back to Heezy Life and to this community. You freaking rock. This has been such a cool and painful process. It's hard to be a beginner, and it's hard to watch and hear yourself struggle. But then again, it's also so incredibly awesome to see growth and to see the evolution of it all. I remember the day I thought of the name Heezy Life. I was going to speak at this conference for work in Charlotte, and I had been noodling on some names that were all horrible. They were like really bad. And I was just frustrated. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why do I do anything at all? And what I found is that I love doing hard things. I love to challenge myself and to take on anything I fear, because once I do it, then it has less power and control over me. I embrace the hard things in life so that I can in turn make it easier. It's actually like pretty smart, right? If you just do hard things, then they're easy, then they're not hard anymore. Heezy. And friends, that was it. Heezy Life was born out of the convergence of hard and easy things in life, the yin and the yang. And here we are a year later. I mean, yay, it's awesome. Thank you for continuing on this journey with me. And what's next for Heezy Life? Well, we are moving into YouTube and blogging. I'm ready to get more of this message out to a wider audience. But let me say this, it's not about quantity for me. It really is about quality. I care and I pray for you all, and the desire of my heart is that you know that you are worthy of everything this life has to offer. You are enough, and you can do anything you set your mind to. And I want to share that message with anyone who needs it. Please help me as my community of Heezy Lifers to spread that word, to care about people, and to care about yourself. Life really is too short to not live it to the fullest. Let's be everything we were meant to be. Celebrate your journey today. Take the time to throw yourself a party or do something that you love. Love on yourself because you deserve that. I am so proud of you. I love you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. To stay up to date on launch dates and new exciting things, connect with me on Instagram at heezy.life. Have a great day and keep it heezy, friends.